When Highway 41 was first built, it was meant as a road for farmers to take their produce to market. Now it's a four-lane freeway where drivers must merge into traffic going at least 70 miles an hour. The DOT's plan is to expand the road to six lanes through most of Green Bay and parts of the valley. It would also add sound barriers and interchanges. Combined, the two projects would cost $430 million. The Transportation Projects Commission voted not to put the 41 projects and two others on a list of recommendations for the next 2 years. Instead, it'll go on the list in 2004. But local lawmakers object because they fear another project could take priority in the meantime. The director of highway programs for the DOT is Bob St. Clair. He says all the proposed projects must be done, but he says the state's priority right now is rebuilding the Marquette Interchange in Milwaukee.
If the Marquette Interchange fails, a significant portion of the interstate system across the entire state will be jeopardized.
St. Clair says emergency repairs are needed on Marquette Interchange bridges. The whole project could cost $6.2 billion. Wisconsin's highway budget is dependent on a lot of things, including the cost of steel and the federal highway budget. He says Congress will reauthorize that a year from now, and St. Clair thinks the state should wait to see what happens at the federal level before committing to the Highway 41 projects. The Transportation Projects Commission also delayed work on highways in Vernon and Crawford counties. St. Clair says all the proposed projects are important, but the money just isn't there right now.
But the statutes require that funding be available within a six-year window of approval. We made a recommendation to the commission that, in good conscience, we could not tell them that that funding would be available at current funding levels. Now, the legislature, in its budget deliberations, could put more money in there and enumerate these projects.
That's just what lawmakers from northeastern Wisconsin will push for. Representative Phil Montgomery's district in Ashwaubenon includes a portion of Highway 41. He's on the TPC and voted to keep the projects on the to-do list. Montgomery says 41 lost its rural flavor years ago. Now it's an artery for tourists heading up north and serves Fortune 500 companies located in the area. One planned improvement is an interchange at 41 and Wabi Lane in Green Bay.
Schneider National is about a mile away from it, American Express, the Ashwaubenon Business Park, and the expanded Bay Park Square Mall. And so at 4:30 in the evening, it's not unusual to have upwards of a mile and a half, 2 mile backup of cars waiting to get on the freeway there.
Montgomery says northeastern Wisconsin is just as important economically as the Milwaukee area. He says the Marquette project must be done, but not at the expense of all other road projects. Furthermore, Montgomery says the DOT has enough money to do the work without burdening taxpayers.
Between bonding and general purpose revenues, you're looking at about $22 million a year to start these four projects off. So that certainly is not within the realm of raising registration fees or raising gas taxes again.
Whether or not the four projects are funded this year, work won't begin until 2009. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.